Okay. Shalom. We are in Chayves Halvaves Shar Hatshuva. Shar Hatshuva, Perek Hey. What are we up to? So here, the Chayves Halvaves is. Oh, Shalom, Shalom. The Chayves Halvaves here is elaborating on the four basic requirements of tshuva, which are, once again, charata, regret, vidui, confessing it, articulating it, aziva sache, stop doing the aveira, and then kabbalah la'asi, resolving not to do it again. Now he's taking each of these four requirements and he's expanding on them. He's giving us various practical applications. Some of these are the way to go about it in a basic way, but others are what we've been calling hidurim. Right? Hidurim, if you want to do tshuva, let's remember, tshuva is not just about, on the one hand, tshuva is getting mechila. But as we've been discussing, it can be a lot more than that. First of all, just in the sense that it's a mitzvah saseh like any other mitzvah saseh, and therefore, you can do it at a basic level. You can also do it with hidurim. You can do it on a higher level, more quality tshuva, just in terms of the of fulfilling one of the greatest mitzvahs that we have. But besides that, also, as we discussed, tshuva can actually be used not just as an after-the-fact kind of getting back to square one, but yes, after the fact, tshuva can actually be used as a means of getting yourself higher than you originally were. Tshuva can be a means of getting a person to a very high place. So therefore, again, we're seeing here various enhancements of the basic requirements of tshuva. So now we're discussing tanoya aziva, when we're talking about abandoning the chet. So he gave us also here five, call it enhancements. So number one was where a person, I was saying a basic way, a person wasn't makbid on, I don't know, some aveira. Wasn't makbid on eating blood. He used to have a glass of blood every morning for breakfast. So we say number one is you have to stop. No more blood for breakfast. Try milk, right? So that's number one. But now he's telling us that there are enhancements. Number one was really contrite over the fact that you've been doing this aveira for so many years. So now, in order to show Hashem how serious you are, you're going to be extra careful about all averas. I mean, it's not just that I'm making a focus on the, of course, the main focus is on the avera that you got into the habit of doing, the blood, right? But as part of showing your tshuva, you are taking extra care now about all the averas, all averas. Number two is what we said, distancing yourself from the iser. A, by keeping away from anything that has any doubt. But also besides that, siyagim, meaning to take steps to distance yourself even more. Let's say, for example, this person says, I want to make sure to keep far away from blood. So I'm not going to drink anything red. No more red lentil soup. No more cherry soda, right? I want to keep away from anything along those lines. What's that? Fish blood. That's right. Or, excuse me if the example is, I hope you're after supper. But that's one aspect of this. But another aspect of this is that the person, I'm sorry. Another aspect of this is anything that's in the realm. Let's say the reason that you enjoy drinking blood is because of its ginger ale-like taste. I don't know if that's what blood tastes like. So therefore, you say, I'm also not going to drink kosher ginger ale. I want to take extra steps to distance myself even more from it. Of course, I doubt that anybody here was actually struggling with the issue of blood, but you understand the concept, right?
Question. The four steps that you mentioned are all single.
That's why we're stressing this is an enhancement. Tshuva is about a specific aveira, right? Whatever aveira you did, you have to do tshuva for. So we're saying, let's say we're talking about the issue of blood, aziva sachet in a basic way, which is an essential requirement. You haven't done tshuva without it, is stop drinking blood. But these are enhancements. Or, you know what? And let me give a more practical example. That was just a fire out example just to illustrate the point. But let's say Lashon Hara. A person wants to distance himself from speaking Lashon Hara. The person might say, you know what? I'm going to practice not saying something that comes to mind just in order to exercise the muscles. Part of the challenge of speaking Lashon Hara, for example, is that we habitually, anything that comes to mind, we say. We don't have a reason to hold it back. It's like an automatic process. It rolls into the mind, it rolls out of the mouth. So therefore, when all of a sudden,
the problem is it goes out of the mouth.
Then it goes to the mind afterwards. That's very good. Okay, Rabbi is telling us. I said it comes into the mind and it rolls out of the mouth. Rabbi says often it hits the mind after it's already out of the mouth. Okay? So the problem is Lashon Hara comes about, we're so not used to holding things back that it just automatically rolls out. So here, a chashuva exercise will be every so often, on a regular basis, let's say, something parav that I have to say, nothing wrong with it, I'm going to refrain just because I want to exercise the muscles of having something to say and not saying it. Chavis Halavis says later, it's very interesting. When I get to Shara Precious, and the Chavis Halavis talks about Precious, when we say the word Precious, we automatically start thinking about fasts, all kinds of exotic things. Fasts, right? Not eating meat in the week, all kinds of things like that. Chavis Halavis says the place to start with Precious is with speech. Not to say words that don't have to be said. It's a very Chashiva exercise. And this is an example of the exercise that we're talking about here. Of, I want to distance myself that much more from the Avera. I want to distance myself that much more from the Avera. And therefore, I'm going to move away even from mutter things that are a step toward that. They say about one of the Chashuv Gdolim of the recent generations that he found himself, he one time found himself pulling hairs out of his beard on Shabbos, unconsciously. So he therefore decided that now he's going to make an exercise. He's not going to touch his beard b'chlal. Also not during the week, because that way he's taking himself that much of a step further away from the Isser. So this is the concept. This is the concept. So now, actually, I'll just note that we've just seen another function of preachers. So another function of preachers is practicing telling myself no in an area that I want to gain more control in, which is basically what he's saying here. If I had been having a problem with some forbidden form of speech, with some forbidden form of eating, whatever it is, I'm going to practice telling myself no. I'm going to exercise my spiritual muscles, even with mutter things. Not just that I'll try to avoid the asur thing, but even with mutter things, I'm going to practice telling myself no. This doesn't have to mean that it doesn't have to be something absolute or extreme. But it's a good exercise. Good exercise to decide on a regular basis. I just want to be exercising those muscles. Be in spiritual shape to be able to say no when I need to. And that's something that requires exercise. If we'll only try to exercise those muscles when it comes into play, you might not be in position to do that. Okay, so that's, we're calling it enhancement number two of azivas hachet, of abandoning the sin, is to move yourself that much more away by avoiding even things that are mutter, but that are in the realm. Hashlishi. Number three is, shetia azivosoy ha'averois, acha yecholto alem, that you want to abandon the avera when you're in a position where it's available to you, and the only reason you're refraining is because you are afraid of Hashem. In other words, this is the famous Gemara that talks about a person did an avera. Now he finds himself in the same exact situation, facing the same circumstances, and the Avera is presenting itself again. The temptation is there, and he's in position to do it, same as he was earlier. But he refrains because now he's doing tshuva. So this, really, in a sense, this is not exactly an enhancement. This is aziva sachet, right? You're in the back in the same situation, same temptation, but this time you don't do it. But the point is, this is really the point that you see in the Gemara, that This is a manifestation of Azivas Achet. You know that you have made it. You know that you've actually made the grade when you taka find yourself in that same situation, the same availability, with the same desire, but you desist because I'm about tshuva now, doing tshuva. Harvi, number four is Sheti Azivase Haveris mi Bashtoi min Haboyri. That when you stop doing the Avera, it should be because of your shame from Hashem. Not because you're afraid of people, you're going to get caught, people might see you. Not because you want to, you know, the people are not going to want to do business with you, or people are not going to accept you into their society. Not going to take your kids into their maizdis if you are eating on Yom Kippur. And therefore, I'm going to stop eating on Yom Kippur because I want to gain the benefits of being in this society. That's not necessarily tshuva. I want to qualify that momentarily, but not because you're embarrassed. I used to live in a neighborhood with not many from Jews around. I was able to do what I wanted. Now a bunch of from Jews moved into the neighborhood. It's not as comfortable to walk into the pork store and sit down for a good bacon sandwich. So, Vaita, why is he desisting? Because there are people around who see him. They're saying the true, ultimate Aziva Sachet is not because of any of that. It's only because of the fact that Hashem doesn't want me to do it. But I'll note something here. I'll note something. That there could be a combination. Meaning sometimes, I'll give you an example. Rav Dessler. Rav Dessler was a smoker. Rav Dessler smoked. Rav Dessler, not familiar, he smoked. There was much less knowledge about the dangers back then, and certainly when he started. When he started was nach, right? But he decided, when he started getting wind of the problems with it, he decided he wants to stop. What did he do? He was in the yeshiva. He was a mashgiach in the yeshiva. He was seeing bachrim all the time. So he called in boy after boy, like ostensibly to have a little shmooze with them. And he said, you know, I decided to stop smoking. He said this to about 50 boys. You know, I decided to stop smoking. Why did he do that? Well, he was concerned that he's going to decide to stop smoking. By the time the afternoon hits, he'll be ready for his next cigarette. But there are 50 boys around who he told that he's not going to be smoking anymore. It'll be very embarrassing to start again. So he took out a certain insurance. That's what he did, right? He took out a certain insurance. This is the now. This is a tool that you could use when it comes to tshuva. You make a kabbalah. You make set up some sort of situation that you're not going to want to do because you're embarrassed of people. That, why are you doing it? You're setting it up because you want to do this tshuva. Just you feel like you need the help. That's not what the Chavos HaMavim is precluding. The Chavos HaMavim is precluding that I would keep doing it. So what can I do that now there are people who see me? I have to stop because of them. That he's precluding. But sometimes you can actually use your shame from other people as a good tool, to use to aid you in taking the steps you want to take. My father one time, what's it? That's right. Mechem and Zakai benched his Talmidim, halavai, that you should fear Hashem at the same level that you fear people. My father one time announced, I must have been about 10 years old at the time, he said that anybody who catches me talking about another person gets $5. That made a big impression on me. We were all after. We were all watching. You know, we wanted to get those $5. But there, you know, he apparently wanted to take this step, right? But he set up an incentive. Didn't want to pay the $5. That's why he's not doing it. But using it as a tool to get to where I want to get. Okay. Bachamishi, what is enhancement number five? Sheyazoi vasoi sora azivas hayush mimen. That when you stop doing it, in a way of, that's it, I'm finished with this. This is very easily said. I don't know exactly like how you do it. I mean, if a person says he's doing Aziva Sachet, you say, okay, now I'm not going to do it once in order to do tshuva, and then tomorrow I'll get back on track, it probably is not called Azivas HaChet in the first place. So of course, it would seem that Azivas HaChet means that you're doing it, you are doing it in a way that, okay, I'm stopping to do it. I'm stopping to do it. But he's saying that you want to get to a situation where you are like writing it off. I don't know how you do this. I'm just going to explain what the Chavos HaVavos says. I don't know how you do it. I say, you're just moving it out of your frame of reference. It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist anymore in your consciousness. Azivas hayush mimeno. It's like you're despairing of it. It's not shaykh that I'll ever do it again. It's shaykh to the past. That it will never enter your heart again to want to do it. Meaning I'm not just stopping to do it, I'm stopping to want it. From now on, I don't want this anymore. How do you do that? I don't know. But this is how we understand why he's saying that it's a hider. Just how? I don't know. Maybe someone will suggest something. Okay, we'll end here for tonight. Gute Nacht. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.